The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Well, Lamont says, although I have no ill will with Deshaun, but if you're contemplating leaving because your boy got traded, not sure I've ever seen that happen. It's not just that trade, I think. It's a lot of the stuff that we talked about yesterday. I mean, not protecting him. And then when he finally does invest in a left tackle, he hasn't re-signed the guy yet. It's having a boring-ass offense that's so predictable that it's not taking advantage of this guy's skills. And he's been a really good soldier about it by saying, oh, I love my coach and all that. But imagine what this guy could do with a real offensive coach. Dana White says that 99% that they're set on the Habib fight.
He says so, yeah. He says that there's a venue that he's got. He says full card, but I'm not sure what he's got in mind. One of the places that I could imagine him doing it is on some kind of Indian reservation, like on native lands, where because they don't have the same laws as us. And that's how the UFC in its early, in its infancy, was able to put on shows. When states would ban it, they would just say, okay, well, we'll go to a reservation.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780, ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Unfortunately, no Twitch, but we'll get that worked out at some point, too. Missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. A lot of good stuff. I'm man Jerome Solomon. A lot of sportsy stuff. It's been a fun show as we all broadcast from different places, and it's amazing how the world has changed to the point where we can actually do a show with AJ in his house, me at my house, and Aaron in studio. So appreciate you guys tuning in and sticking with us. And, you know, it looks like this is going to be the new reality for a while, so we'll just keep rolling along and doing the best we can. So been wanting to get to this for 2 days.
All right, give it to me.
Here's your criteria. And this is basically the top 10 states for alcohol consumption during the coronavirus outbreak.
Is this per capita?
And here's how they here's how they did it. They basically gathered more than 200,000 tweets from the last 30 days that included keywords, phrases, and hashtags related to alcohol consumption. So these are the states that were tweeting out
They're tweeting about their alcohol consumption.
Yeah, okay. Which, you know, hey, I'm on Untappd and I'm drinking this and stuff like that.
Right.
So that is how they measured it.
Okay, can we play a guessing game?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'm going to go
There's one you'll never get, but that's okay.
Okay. Let's start with the great state of Texas. I assume it's near the top.
Well, I was going to count down to it because Texas is number one in the entire country.
I knew we'd be
the champions. We are the champions. And I know that we have something to do with that because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of tweeting about alcohol that comes from this show. So congratulations, Texas. You are the champ.
I assume that's happening a lot in California as well.
California, you were second best, just like you were in the 2017 World Series, bitches.
Okay, let me go with a couple of states that I lived in where everybody's drunk all the time. Louisiana.
Okay. Louisiana, number 7 on the list.
New Mexico.
Nuevo Mexico, number 3.
Strong, boys.
Yeah. Yes. Again... Maybe that's your influence because you lived in both those places. You have all three of the top 10 now.
It's possible.
So Texas 1, California 2, New Mexico 3.
Let's go with Nevada.
Nevada number 6. Very well done.
Let's go with New York.
New York does not make the list.
Oh, okay. That's a
damn
that's a
liberals.
One.
That's why.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. They're all snowflakes. That's why.
It must be. Let's go with... Oh, Florida Man won't let me down.
Florida Man did let you down.
Oh! Strike two. All right, let's go. Where else? Let's go with Mississippi. Everyone's always drunk in Mississippi, too.
Number eight is Mississippi. Yes. So you're missing four, five, nine, and ten.
Okay. I want to go with, like, Alabama and Georgia, but if Florida's not on it, that gives me pause.
Well, you're right about one of those.
Oh, no. I'll go with Georgia because I assume people in Alabama don't know how to tweet.
Probably not. Georgia, number 10 on the list.
Okay. So that leaves, how many have I not gotten?
Three. And to be honest with you, there's only one that I think you would get if you kind of looked at the area of the country that has already got a bunch of those on the list.
Would it be, I'll go with Colorado.
Nope. It would be Arizona, number five.
Ah, okay. So, all right.
Because, you know, it kind of makes sense with New Mexico, California, Texas, Arizona, sort of the whole, you know, southwest range there. So you're missing one more. Well, you're missing two more. One you'll never get, and the other one you'll never get. So I'll just
all
give
right,
them to you.
Give them to me.
Number four is Hawaii.
Okay. Yeah, I would have never gotten that in a million years. And that's actually surprising.
You would have never gotten number nine, which is Idaho.
Nope, definitely not.
So Idaho, tweeting about drinking more than New York.
Jeez.
So, yeah, just to list your top ten. Number one, the great state of Texas. We are the champions. Dan Patrick will be proud of us. Number two is California. Number three, New Mexico. Number four, Hawaii. Number five, Arizona. Six, Nevada. Seven, Louisiana. Eight, Mississippi. Nine, Idaho. Ten, Georgia.
Beautiful.
A lot of college-based states in there, right? Arizona's got some party schools. We know about Louisiana, Mississippi. So, yeah, I'm very proud.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we can be number one in something in America here before America ends.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah. So he says, what are the odds Texas legalizes marijuana after Corona settles to help build the economy back up? I don't know. I wish they would. I mean, we're gonna need something else, man. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with the legislature enough to. I mean, because everybody who I know that's invested in that is like, oh yeah, it's gonna happen, And but I've heard that for years over additional gambling and off-track betting and all this other stuff. So I am what you call skeptical. So. Brandon says, thanks for the essential work y'all are doing. It's nice to hear y'all and keep things feeling normal. That's why we're here, man. And it's really cool to be able to interact with everybody and, you know, just try to keep things somewhat normal. And yeah, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to go do my part to help keep us number one on that list. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you cut off AJ again?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Couple of things that I wanted to get to. Did you see this story? Pretty good. It's basically a in-depth look at how Tom Brady became a Buccaneer. And I don't know if you saw it, but it was kind of interesting. They were talking about when he went there, you know, the Arians and the GM were planning on trying to sell Brady on the Bucs. And he basically went there and starts interviewing them like it's a job interview and asking them questions. And they didn't even talk about money. He just said, well, the agent will take care of that. So basically, once he was, you know, he knew their offense. He'd already, like, looked at film of it. He knew exactly what they were going to run. And he was, like, talking about how they're going to call plays. And in the end, he only wanted one thing that he asked for. It was the phone number of every player.
Yeah.
So that he could reach out to every other player. I mean, it's kind of fascinating, and it kind of just tells you where the reason he's been so great, where his head is with this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he cares about reaching out to the players and what kind of offense you're going to run.
Well, he's obviously got this whole thing figured out, and he knows that, you know, I think part of what's always made him great is that everybody on the team has believed in him. And that's a pretty invaluable thing to have, is to have your roster believe in you. And, you know, I think it's going to still be that way, even with the skills diminishing. I think those dudes are still going to believe in him because of what he is.
Yeah, and I do think that's a place where he will be an upgrade, just because he's not going to turn the ball over 30 times. Now, he's not going to throw as many touchdown passes, clearly, as Jameis Winston did. But I do think they'll be a little bit more under control. And they were playing really well at the end of the year. And even the two games that they lost was basically Winston giving them away to the Texans and Falcons, and hell, the pick six to finish things off. That was kind of perfect Jameis.
Yep.
So, you know, it's the other thing that, I mean, we talked about, I'll be surprised if baseball gets started at all this year. I mean, are you worried at all about the start of football season? I know Mac Brown kind of talked about that a little bit, but
I am. I mean, and you know what? Who else should be worried about it is, colleges, because we talk all the time about how much the football programs pay for. And I got to tell you, if they're missing out on that money, that's not going to be good.
Well, it's not just for the football teams, because that money pays for the swim teams and everything
else.
Exactly. And, you know, that's that. And plus, you think about, you know, take it another level. I mean, how many big time donors are going to be able to afford to donate when this thing's done? I mean, the big time guys will still be there. The Tillmans and people like that. But the guy who's, you know, got a nice job and gives them 10 grand a year, and there's a whole bunch of those. I mean, what happens if they can't do that?
I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm trying really hard not to think about the long-term stuff like this, but it's kind of hard not to, because you think, what if, well, especially with the NFL, I mean, yeah, if everything goes perfectly, then camps can open in July, but there's not going to be any of the OTAs and stuff like that, I'm guessing. But if things keep getting pushed back and you can't start camps until, say, August or September, when the games are supposed to start, I mean, it could really have an impact down the road. And it's just, I think the sports that were in season are all pretty much done. I mean, I can't really see the NBA and the NHL doing anything.
It's hard to imagine.
Because by the time that they're able to, again, I think best case scenario would be June.
Yep.
And then maybe you could put together, you know, an abbreviated playoff or something like that. But then guys have to get back in shape. You've got to practice for a while. I mean, it's, you know, your teams are not going to be what they were. So, you know, but I think the bigger concern is more long term. It's like, okay, what are we going to do with baseball? What are we going to do if the NFL keeps getting pushed back? And although your president kind of wants to, speed things up to get everybody back out there.
All right, guys. Yeah, I got to tell you about my friends over at TGS Solutions. And obviously, we're in unprecedented times right now. People are looking for ways to cut back. And TGS has a solution for you. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. And that's not the case anymore. 15 seconds is what TGS is doing now. So if you don't know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance, look into it. And then shoot a text over to TGS. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. Reply back with that. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And if you're anything like me, you're going to start saving money, because it's really unbelievable, you know, what you could be spending money on that you don't need, or just how much you're paying when it could be so much cheaper. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 800 reviews. The average customer is saving nearly $900 a year, and they'll take care of all the paperwork and the back end, so you don't have to. TGS Insurance is open right now. Text the word money to 232323. See where you can start saving today with TGS Insurance.
No, I'm not regular. No, I'm not regular. Ooh. We're no regular. Ooh. We're no regular. Ooh. We're no regular.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Listen up, gamers and baseball fans. It's finally here. MLB The Show 20. MLB The Show 20 is what baseball dreams are made of, and it's out now. Batting, pitching, and fielding all updated, so your quick thinking and precision moves will pay off more than ever. You'll love the two new modes, Showdown and Leagues, two new ways to play and earn even more rewards. Want to connect with your favorite team? Maybe the Houston Astros, but you don't have time for the season? And there may not even be one. MLB The Show 20, there will be. It lets you focus on the exciting, critical moments in a season while taking your team to the playoffs and beyond. And for the first time ever, full minor league rosters are in MLB The Show. Register to win your copy now at ESPN975.com. MLB The Show 20, it's what your baseball dreams are made of. Welcome to the show, rated E for everyone.
Thank you, Fred. So, that was an excellent read.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to playing that. I wish I had it now.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have something to play, wouldn't it?
I know.
But, Aaron, next time you're with us, I'm going to be expecting a full report on it, since you're the one that's got it.
I expect Aaron to just deliver me a copy. I mean, what else is he doing?
Would be.
I got him
nice.
One of those. I got him one of those letters that basically say he's essential personnel. So if he's doing that, if he's bringing me a copy of the game, that's official media business.
Yeah, but from what I could tell, we don't really need those letters.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, at some point, then that we might. But yeah. Hey, did you you see what your girl Madonna did?
No.
Well, picture this. She did a video of herself naked in a bathtub with music in the background while getting a massage.
Okay.
And first off, before we get to what she started talking about, 61 years old, she still looks, I mean.
She looks better than you.
Oh, well, God, yeah. I mean, most people do. But for 61, I mean, she looks a lot younger than that. All right, so.
I hope she doesn't get the coronavirus at 61.
Well, that's what she was weighing in on. She called it the great equalizer. She says, that's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer, and what's terrible about it is what's great about it.
Hmm. All right.
Well, first off, I mean, she went from being really hot to being, okay, it's just bad bleep. But it does kind of care how old you are, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it also probably cares about how rich you are, because all those
rich people are getting tested. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, not to, quibble with facts or anything, but
Quibbler.
What's terrible about it is what's great about it. She also called it wonderful.
Oh.
She says, what's wonderful about it is it's made us all equal in many ways.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Like I used to say, at the end of human nature, every night, we're all in the same boat. If the ship goes down, we're all going down together.
All right.
No, we're not. Some people are going to be able to stay on the shore and watch the rest of us sink.
Yeah, you old people. You and Madonna and Dan Patrick, you guys are on one boat. I'm on a different boat.
Well,
a safer boat.
I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll see. At this point, if I'm not leaving the house, it's going to be pretty hard for me to get it. So
that's true. Unless you've already got it.
Well, if I did, I'd already, by now, it would have shown up somewhere. I mean, I honestly think that, I don't know. I figured if we survived Vegas without
a condom,
picking it up there.
Oh.
That was only one time. But if we survived Vegas where all those disgusting-ass chips and stuff like that we were handling at the tables.
Yeah.
We didn't pick it up there. Probably weren't going to get it, so. Yeah, we'll see. See that Steve Ballmer's buying the old L.A. Forum for $400 million.
What's he going to do with
build
it?
Apparently he's going to build a new arena for the Clippers, but they were still using it for concerts and stuff. So they, you know, they were basically fighting him doing the new arena. So he just bought it from them. It's kind of like Christian Bale and Batman Begins, just going and buying the hotel so that his girls could swim in the pool. Just okay, fine. You know what? You're going to fight us on this. I'll just buy it from you. So $400 million.
Good for him. What a life.
Yeah. So the long term goal is to get the Clippers at their own place, which would be right there by what used to be Hollywood Park. So good old Inglewood, and where the football it's going to be right where the football stadium is.
Yeah, Inglewood always up to no good, they say.
Yeah. That was one of the more interesting places that I spent time at in my youth. It was it's one of those places where you get too far off of one road, and you're in a really, really dodgy area. I mean, it's like across the street almost. So,
if you survived LA, you'll survive coronavirus, Fred.
Man, I've survived a bunch of stuff. I'll be fine. You guys quit worrying about me. You need to be worried about, worried about your family. I'm worried about my mom, my grandmother, people like that, and that's what concerns me about this thing, and that's why I'm more than happy to do what they tell me to help it from, help keep from getting spread. So,
yeah.
We were talking about that Tiger King thing, which you got to watch, but apparently his music videos are like taking off now.
I saw that.
And I mean, the lyrics are pretty bad. He actually had a nice voice.
That's his real voice. I think he stole those songs and basically claimed them. At least that's what the podcast said.
That can't be his real voice.
Yeah, well, it didn't sound like it, but especially when he's singing along with it. But sometimes, guys, when you get in a recording studio, you can do a lot with a voice.
I think he actually got sued.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that being part of it, but I might have just missed it. Somebody can tell me. His biggest hit is "Here, Kitty, Kitty," where he accuses her of killing her husband and feeding him to a tiger. It's about Carol Baskin, all while wearing a priest collar, because why not, right?
Do you think Carol Baskin was hot in her younger days?
In the early part of it, when she killed her first husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked pretty good. But in the actual, in the time frame that they're showing her, no, she looks like somebody you would want nothing to do with.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me enough. Well, I won't say that. I mean, things are about to get pretty tight. You probably could pay me, but I'd have to close my eyes. So, yeah, man, but that was one of the weird things about that show is he basically just wrote these videos about her killing her husband and would go on his show and talk about how, she killed her husband and she put him down the well and fed him to the tigers and all this stuff. And it's like, God, the world is so weird, but I will try to get on something something else Netflixy tonight, so we have something else to talk about tomorrow. But somebody says I think it was his real voice, but he stole the lyrics.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know though. It's possible. Maybe I misunderstood it, but that doesn't seem like it's his real voice.
Yeah, well, if it is, I thought he had a pretty damn good voice. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Two segments to go. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I've been waking up throughout the night. My mind just chasing. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And one-third of us is live from the Veritex Studio. That's Aaron Rabel.
Aaron's looking live, folks.
Yep, the rest of us are basically live elsewhere. So, you know what? I think we'll be able to pull this off. I was a little worried about how it would go, but I think it's going to be just fine. So, 713-780-ESPN. I know you're not on Westworld, which I'm not going to be much longer, but there was one cool thing Sunday night. They had a Game of Thrones crossover, basically. They had a cameo from Benioff and Weiss, and they appear as these techs who are supposed to fix hosts and send them back to the parks. And they say they've got a buyer for one of their things, and they show Drogon, at least a smaller version of Drogon from Game of Thrones. And apparently they're selling him off to Costa Rica. But there was, in the original, there was a fantasy land where, you know, you had basically swords and stuff like that in the original Westworld. But they kind of made a reference to it here, but, you know, they didn't show the world. But you would have gotten a glance at Drogon. So I'm sure you're sorry you missed that.
Oh, very disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I really, I'm going to say probably 50% chance I'm ejecting on this by halfway through episode 3. I'm setting that as the over-under. And somebody corrected me. Carol Baskin didn't kill her first husband. She left him for her second husband, who she allegedly killed. No, she killed that dude. Killed that rich dude for the money. I think it's safe to say that. But, I mean, that they were just all so damn crazy. I mean, you know, and I mean, I can't believe I'd never heard that story before. I really can't. But, and I don't listen to the murder podcast as often as you do, but I do read about them a lot because, you know, I'm kind of sick that way. But somehow I missed that one. There's one other thing I wanted to get to. I don't know if you saw this story, but three teens were arrested for coughing on an old person.
And they should be.
Yeah. And then they punched a 70-year-old woman in her eye. It's three English kids, 19, 18, and 16. They approached a couple in the street and coughed on them.
No, oh,
and then punched a woman in the eye. I mean, can we stop with that kind of stuff? Can we stop with the goofy, let's go around and lick everything, let's cough at people? I mean, it at some point, you know, whether you got it or not, that's just gross. Coughing on people's gross.
Yeah, I mean, why don't people just whoop somebody's ass for that?
Well, because they were olds, you know, and olds aren't going to be able to beat up kids.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, it's, somebody did that to me, I wouldn't be able to beat him up.
Yeah,
of course, it's Texas.
Know.
I could probably
maybe
shoot
you could.
Him. So, yeah, I could shoot him. It's Texas. Self-defense, right?
Yeah.
If somebody's trying to give me the coronavirus and I shoot him, I think that's self-defense. Another crazy celebrity kind of story. Did you see what Evangeline Lilly, who is best known as the Wasp, is doing?
Yeah. Living with a cancer-stricken mother and not worrying about social distancing at all.
Oh, she said, just drop my kids off at gymnastics camp. Yeah, like there's not going to be germs there. And so they all wash their hands before going in. They're playing and laughing, hashtag business as usual. And, yeah, she's basically, her dad has stage 4 leukemia. She's living with him. But says, I have two young kids. Some people value their lives over freedom. Some people value freedom over their lives. We all make our choices. She said it was nothing more than a respiratory flu. And where we are right now feels a lot too close to martial law. Misspelled.
Oh.
All in the name of a respiratory flu. Says, it's unnerving. Let's be vigilant right now and kind, watchful and gracious. Keeping a close eye on our leaders, making sure they don't abuse this moment to steal away more freedoms and grab more power. And then she added, there's something every election year, if this is some kind of hoax or conspiracy theory. So, I don't know what it is about hot, semi-hot actresses and singers that they're all bat bleep. And
that's okay. Hollywood, brother. I mean, you're going to get a lot of it.
Well, I mean, it's people in general, but I guess Hollywood's
yeah,
a lot weirder.
Yeah.
I mean, we just talked about Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, he's not in Hollywood anymore. He's on his own island.
Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't have Hoffman on Hollywood today, because I would have just stolen three of your best stories. But which is the, I guess Leto's got to be the craziest, right?
No. No. Evangeline Lilly living with a mom who has cancer.
What's her thinking, dad? It's her dad.
Her dad, yeah, her dad who has cancer, thinking it's not a big deal. That's the craziest. Jared Leto's just he's living the life, man. He's out there.
Yeah, like, okay. I'm,
got women worshiping
jealous.
Him for some reason. Yeah.
I'm just jealous of him because he took my thing. I mean, that's the life I wanted. And that'll be my one regret when this kills me here in the next couple weeks. There are a bunch of people are obviously very bored, but like apparently the big debate on Twitter this week when it comes to Marvel was which was the worst movie, Iron Man 3 or Thor 2? Are we really that bored?
Oh boy, and it's Iron Man.
By the way,
3,
Thor
it's
2
not even close.
Thor wait, 2 is which one?
Iron Man 3 is way better. Thor 2 is horrible.
Oh yeah. I thought you were saying Iron Man 2 was the worst one. No, or 3. No, I mean, you know, Iron Man 3 wasn't great, but Dark World was just terrible. I can't even believe that's a debate.
I don't know who's that's just a dumb choice.
Yeah.
That's like, do you want steak or spam?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, I don't know that Iron Man 3 is steak, but it's at least hamburger.
Yeah. At a minimum, a pork chop.
Yeah. But 4-9 asked, do you guys think it's crazy to buy a pistol for self-defense during this time?
I mean,
so do you have any? I think that's...
You should probably already own a pistol anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a firm believer
that... You do live in Texas.
That, yeah, but...
I'm still surprised when I meet people who don't have a license to carry. It's always it's. I kind of thought everybody in Texas did, and then it turns out there's a lot of people who don't.
No, and there's actually, especially as you get closer to certain parts of the city, there's a lot more people that don't have them than you would think. But I mean, I feel like if you know, is make sure that you. Get training, though. Don't just go buy a gun.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know what you're doing, that can be dangerous. Somebody says Hulk was the worst. It was spam.
Yeah, no. Telling you, that Thor movie is worse.
Dark World and the first two Hulk movies are in that same bag for me. They were all just so bad.
Wait, even are we talking... Okay, the Ed Norton movie is better than the original... Well, not the original one, but... That's the movie. When what year did that first one come out? It was like 2003 or something like that. That was a bad movie.
But yeah, they had no idea what they were doing back then. There's no question.
Eric Bana or whatever movie that sucked.
Yeah,
the Ed Norton movie wasn't a bad movie. Definitely, it was better than the Thor 2 movie.
Yeah, not by much. Though. I just don't think it was. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't good. It was just.
You know what Thor 2 is? It equates to Star Wars Episode 2. There's not very much action. It's basically a love story. It doesn't fit in with the rest of the movie. It just sucks.
And it didn't really move the story forward at all.
No.
I mean,
it's all about romance, and then they get rid of that chick.
Yeah. Which, you know, I was disappointed because I liked her. So, Mott says, sure, buy a pistol. Good luck on finding ammo.
Are people really out of ammo? Is that a thing?
I mean, I heard they were buying it all up. I haven't really paid attention. I've got enough. So it says, can I get a recommendation for a pistol for a first-time gun owner? I bet that, you know, I mean, that, to me, that's kind of a whatever your personal preference is. But I bet you could... There's probably plenty of 22 ammo. You get a small 22 or something. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Just breathe, don't let it show.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz for one final segment. Boy, that actually went by pretty quickly today. This is where we do a little, hey man, bleep that. And Aaron, would you like to go first today?
I'll try to keep mine short and sweet, but it is going to come off as very, I guess, anti-government. The fact that they're having to constantly change it day in, day out. If you would have come out last week and said, look, we're going to shut stuff down, or this is what we're going to do, but between three notices yesterday and today of, we're not going to shut anything down, we're not going to call a shelter in place, and then they come out this morning and go, it's not a shelter in place. We just want you to stay home. Just admit to what it is and call it what it is and say, look, this is what we think is best. Now, I don't agree with it. I think that I'd, you know, rather have my freedoms, but if they think it's best to tell everybody to shelter in place, at least be honest with us and tell us that's what it is. Don't be afraid of it. Don't try to hide behind some other fake language. For that, I'm saying, hey, man, f*** that.
All right, Mr. Hoffman, would you like to go?
Yeah, I want to, my hey, man, bleep that is about Robbie Anderson. Well, really, it's about the Texans signing Randall Cobb to a 3-year, $27 million deal. And then I thought Robbie Anderson was going to get like, I don't know, 12, 13 a year. The Panthers signed him for 2 years, $20 million. If you could have had Robbie Anderson for 10 a year, why would you pay Randall Cobb for 9 a year when Robbie Anderson's 3 years younger and is clearly at this point has an up arrow next to his name where Randall Cobb is trending the other way. And that's very odd to me. So to that I say,
hey man, that.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with both of you guys on yours. Mine also is virus related. And the reality is every day they talk about how many, there's so many more cases being found. There's so many more cases being found. Yeah, because now they're testing. Of course we're going to have more cases. I wish they'd keep things in context a little bit. That basically now we're starting to get enough texts that we have, that we have an idea of what this thing's actually doing. And it doesn't mean that we're getting that many more new cases. It just means that they're testing for them. Kind of drives me nuts. To that I say,
hey man, f*** that.
All right. Well, boys, what do you think? Who's filling in tomorrow who's doing the producing tomorrow?
That would be Dell.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Delvin Cito.
He apparently had a problem with my instructions that I sent out to everybody last week, and I'm about to actually add more to it, so he's going to be even more annoyed.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Well, I'm sure that he'll be in a great mood the whole time. So that. But I think so far so good here it's day two for you, but you know,
could have been worse.
I think the show went pretty damn well, and I didn't even get to half of the weird crap that I wanted to get to, which is probably good because we're gonna have a lot of weird crap. I want one thing I want to get to tomorrow. Have you been following the Ellen DeGeneres Twitter thing?
No.
Apparently she's like the worst human being to her employees.
Really?
And so people have been, it's like, she's just notorious for being, you know, a total a-hole to everybody.
That's
so
really
a bunch
weird.
Of former, well, I didn't know this. And so a bunch of former employees went on this thread. Somebody said, share your favorite Ellen DeGeneres is an a-hole, story. And they start sharing all these stories, and it's like, oh, my God. You talk about the diva stuff with some of these famous people. It's like, apparently it's legendary. So we'll probably do some of those tomorrow because I think
I didn't know that about her. In fact, I never heard that until this thing, and apparently it just went nuts with all the stuff that people were putting on there. So
I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, you might check that out and see. And then we've also got a bunch of movies that are going to be coming out early online for people to watch, which will be good because we're going to need something to do. And, yeah, bunch of – boy, we didn't even get to Cam Newton getting cut today.
No.
So.
Where do you think he ends up?
I have no idea where he's – yeah, I mean, that's – there's just not many places left for him. So.
New England?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Chargers? Would be interesting, although Chargers to me make the most sense. But, you know, I think the whole New England thing, I don't know that they have enough room right now. But also, I don't know what kind of money he's going to get.
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly not much because nobody's willing to take on his old salary. So that's the reason why.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't find a trade partner for him.
Yeah.
Maybe the Texans should bring him in for when Deshaun inevitably leaves.
That's a good plan. That's a good plan. All right. Well, that is going to wrap it up. And it's funny because I haven't been able to hear the music. And I heard it for like a second. It popped in. And then it disappeared again. So I don't know what's going on with that. But otherwise, no real problems. I want to thank Aaron for doing a great job back in studio. Hoffman for doing a great job from home. We got Soccer Matters next. Is that right? A little Soccer Matters?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Soccer Matters. So Aaron gets to work with a class act for a change. All right. Till tomorrow. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.